Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers, episode 253, Power Rangers in Space, episode 3, Save Our Ship.
It aired February 20th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Isaac Florentine. I think I got those in the right order. I did. Good.
Nice. Good old Isaac Flo is back.
He is, it's
been a minute. Hey, also, guys, I'm sick, so I'm going to be king baby for this recording. I hope you guys understand.
Yeah, for the duration of this episode, Jake is to be referred to as Prince Sprocket.
No, king baby. All lesser babies whine before me. You know, like, there's like the joke of like,
whine before you and then you whine after.
And then I whine better because I'm the king of all babies. You know, like when guys get sick, it's like, oh, man cold. And they're all like, for real, though, that's me and I'm the worst. So I apologize in advance. If you're new here, I'm not normally sick. I don't think I've ever done this podcast sick.
Maybe, oh, I don't know. 253 episodes. Who can tell?
I can't remember being sick since when I lived in my last apartment, which is like 2.5 years ago. So
right.
I'm extra cranky to make up for lost time. But if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. Then we come back and we talk about it. And you should follow along if you got the Netflix. Oh, no. I'm King Old Man, baby. Oh, no. What happened?
Jake, I just had a birthday, not you.
You're right. You're an old man. I'm a baby. Welcome to our podcast. One old man and a baby.
I am now officially over 30.
Oh, God.
So that's fun.
You only got 4 more years of being in the target demographic.
Yeah.
And then no one cares about your opinion anymore.
Good.
It'll take a lot of pressure off. If you have Netflix, any Netflix will do, or the DVDs. Actually, I don't know. If you're out of the country, I don't know if it'll have Power Rangers. It's Wild West out there. Anyway, it's in space. You should watch it. It's a good time. So we're going to go watch it now because I got nothing else to say. Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space!
And we're back! And we just watched Save Our Ship.
Please save our ship.
Pretty please.
Save it. Please. It was pretty good.
It was all right.
There's some stuff.
Fixes one glaring issue, but we'll talk about that.
Okay. Oh, I don't know what that is. We'll talk,
excited. You're going to be mad at me when I bring it up, but it's fine.
Oh, great. Cool. That's what I like going into on this podcast. Also, it ends in a real fun place. Very excited about the very end of the episode.
When you're playing pool? Oh, I forgot about that. I blocked it out already.
They played
pool, and then it was the credits.
Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. This is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on Facebook, I guess. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. Helps out a bunch. We really appreciate it. And finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. We're about $25 away from our next goal.
We were at $421 the last I looked.
Yeah, so we're kind of hovering. So yeah, we're getting close to the second set of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. I should probably edit that second episode that we recorded 4 months ago, maybe, and put it up. Oops, guys.
Look, we got a lot of catch it up to
do. It's been a busy time.
We got spotlights we need to start doing again. We've got that second episode that we already have edited, or not edited, but recorded that needs
right
to go up.
Got some more phonometry. Those are easy. Those take 20 minutes and we just talk over an episode. It's nothing.
Make a bunch of fart noises at the Disney recuts.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that was weird. So this is all to say that patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh is the best way to support us. We really appreciate it. It helps out a bunch. So it's Monday. We normally do ratings. We do reviews and emails, and we don't have either of those. We did get an email today.
Did we?
Hold on. This email is from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Ryuchi Allen. And they write, listening to episode 146 now, so got some time before you hear this. And you asked how we got back into the show. Even though it was over 100 episodes ago, I figured I'd answer since you'd probably be pleased enough for me. The answer is you guys.
Aw.
Well, 50-50. Oh, okay, good. You got to temper those expectations. You don't want to give us too big a head. I'm a massive Digimon fan. Digimon is to me what Power Rangers is to you. Sorry, I have poor priorities. Dude, I totally get it. Digimon rules.
Well,
get out of here. Get out of here. And one of my Digimon podcasts recommended a Power Rangers podcast. Listen to that. I remembered why I liked the show, but I figured in a 2-hour-long episode, I got all the details. Didn't need to rewatch it. And I didn't care enough. Well, that podcast recommended Sailor Business, which is how I found the Morphin Grid.
Crazy 10 degrees of Kevin Bacon to get here.
Weird daisy chain we had to get here. I find your enthusiasm charming and you get me pumped for the show. You've become one of my favorite podcasts. Aw, thanks. Obviously, when I listen to up to 5 episodes a day, I'm not watching along, but I do watch the episodes that interest me the most. And when you get to Turbo, because I'm going to be right there with Jake in Childhood Nostalgia Excitement with that season. Yeah, it's better and worse than you think. or when I catch up, I'm planning to watch with you. And since I'm emailing you, Ko, the White Ranger and the Sentai actually stays child-sized when morphed. If you carefully watch the Power Rangers footage, you can actually tell his proportions are more child-sized than Tommy's. So you can really tell which is Japanese and which is American footage. I just thought I'd point that out since it's come up a couple times. Granted, being 100 episodes behind, it's entirely possible that you've already found this out. Catch you soon.
We actually did not find that out.
That's crazy. I listened to all of Super Sentai Brothers Live and Let Die Ranger, and I don't know if they mentioned that once. Or they did, and it just like whoosh, all gone right through my brain. But that's pretty crazy. Now I need to like watch a couple episodes to judge against what my brain thinks. Because all I can picture is him standing on the White Tiger's sword, and that has no scale. So
that's just a toy.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the email. I'm glad that we got you back into Power Rangers. That's pretty awesome.
That is very cool. And it never gets old hearing that we're one of somebody's favorite podcasts.
Yeah, that's just like a nice ego boost. So, without any further ado, are you ready?
No.
Crap.
Now I'm ready.
Okay, good. We start off in a holodeck.
Yes. Is this the internet from Mega Ranger that they fight in?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Because it's definitely Japanese footage when they're in the wireframe.
Yeah, with the what we will come to know as Craterites, but are actually the mooks from Mega Ranger.
Right.
Was it Annie and Jonathan that told us that it was like cyberspace? And that's all that Saban heard, probably, and was like, space, good enough.
Oh, yeah, the Zord's a shuttle. Perfect. It must be in space.
Yeah.
No, it's in the internet.
It's in the internet. It's in cyberspace. Superhuman Samurai Cyberspace Rangers. So they're fighting some Craterites, and they're at one point, like a placard, it's like...
It's TJ and Ashley in there fighting.
Yeah.
And at one point, just like... from the side, like, nameplates shoot out. It's like Mega Blue and Mega Yellow. And then they, like, double arm drag a Craterite.
It's pretty great. I like that they're just playing a video game. That's pretty neat.
Yep. And then they turn it off. I don't know what else happens, but they turn it off.
They win.
Because Andros, Cassie, and Carlos are just, like, watching them.
Yeah.
But this is just the middle of, like, a hallway?
It's a hallway deck. It's like a holodeck, but it's in a hallway.
A Holloway deck. Holloway. Ginger Spice.
This is a Ginger Spice deck.
This is her deck.
Welcome to... they're like, wow, this is a great way to keep... When it goes down, though, it's clearly green screen. And, like, it, like, fades away. And behind them is, like, this very poorly angled, like, replacement shot of what should be behind them. But it's definitely from, like, 6 feet in the air looking straight down almost. And it's like, floors don't go at that angle when you're standing flat on it. Like the Power Rangers and the floor can't be in the shot at the same time from this angle. So then Alpha says, like, guys, you gotta come here. We're near Earth. We're home. And then they all, like, run off. They're like, yeah. And except Andros. He's like, I'm not home.
I'm just on another alien planet.
And then the sad Hulk music starts playing. I don't even know.
But don't worry, Ashley's there.
Oh boy, she is thirsty. She is all up on him.
She's like entirely in his personal space.
Yeah.
Just like bumping chests with him.
And she's like, don't worry, you're going to love it here.
There's beaches and like me and juice bars. And she just like wraps her arm around his and drags him away.
And then we cut down to Earth where Bulk and Skull are looking at the stars. Well, sort of. They're looking through a telescope. A skull's looking through a telescope. He's like, I think I found a black hole. And Bulk's like, the space between your ears is a black hole. And takes a lens cap off.
Yuck. He's very aggressive with that telescope. Telescopes aren't cheap.
No.
I don't know where they got this. But Bulk is like just tossing it around.
Yeah, like spinning it back and forth, like all willy-nilly. I had a telescope when I was a kid. It was a pretty good one. And I would not have treated it this way.
I did not have, I had a little dinky one that didn't do anything.
No, I had a tripod.
I could see the tree across the parking lot.
Yes. I had one with a tripod, and it was pretty big. It was like maybe 4 or 5 inches around.
That's a good one.
I was really
into it. You could probably see the planets a little bit bigger with that one.
A little tiny bit. I was really into astronomy when I was a kid, so that's what that was about. I don't know why I was really into astronomy.
Because space rules.
Space does rule. So they're looking through the telescope, and they see a UFO, which is the Dark Fortress. Is that what it's called? And it's weird because like half of it is real and the other half is like cyberspace green matrix lines.
But it's spinning.
Yeah.
So like the right half, whatever part of it is on the right half is heavy air quotes invisible.
Right. It's cyber.
It's really,
half of it's cyber.
It's really cool looking.
I like the look.
But it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how it works.
It's dark magic.
So they panic and they run away. Do they see the Power Rangers ship? The shuttle? No.
Nope. They only see this and they freak out and leave.
Okay, so they run away. Then we cut back to Astro Megaship and they launch the shuttle down to Earth. Then we cut to Astronema, who's talking to some Quantrons, but really she's talking to herself. This is a different set. This isn't the dark void ship like last time.
Yeah, the black acting void.
Yeah.
Room.
So she's a little bit better.
She's doing better at acting.
But she's still being hammy. She's like, they're going to Earth, huh?
And then right, but I think she's always gonna keep that.
I know she in my heart, I know she gets like a lot better like halfway through.
Oh, I think
the series.
She gets better, but she's always gonna be over the top because she's a Power Rangers villain.
Right.
So
She's on the holy trinity of Power Rangers villains for me, which is Astronema, Divatox, and Nadira from Time Force, as far as, like, way over the top.
Yeah.
Nadira, a.k.a. my pink-haired murder babe, is just, like, really, really loves money. And more importantly, she loves stealing money. And she's really into that. I'm very excited for Time Force.
Well, Astronema loves destroying.
Yes.
That's her gimmick.
Destroy them!
Destroy them! She says it like 4 times this episode.
She says it twice in a row.
It's like different takes of the same shot. Yeah. They're like, they were both pretty good. Let's put them both in.
Yeah, right. Like they did it once and they're like, do you think that came across? Let's put them both in. Kids will get it that way. We'll get to it. So then Elgar is there. All of a sudden, he's like, yeah, oh, they're going to Earth. And she's like, who are you?
Yeah, excuse me.
What are you doing on my ship? You know what? I don't care. He's like, yeah, I'll tell you in a second. Can I get a gross sandwich?
Right. He orders it from a Quantron who does, like, the loop your ear, he's crazy thing
right.
at him and walks away.
I don't know how that became a thing.
That means cuckoo?
Yeah, but I wish we could erase that from history, because whenever I see it, I'm like, oh, that's lame. That's just so lame that I just don't like it. I'm like, no, let's get rid of that altogether. Remove all traces.
If we get rid of it altogether, how are we going to know who's lame?
I don't know. You're right.
I'm a little lame. I do that.
Don't do it in front of me. Just don't ever. Don't you ever.
I'm doing it right now.
That's it. Podcast canceled.
Oh, we had a good run.
200. That's a lot more than other, I assume.
Yep.
I don't want to say all of them because I don't know. I haven't done the proper research.
Well, it's not more than every podcast, if that's what you're saying.
No, I mean other Power Rangers
podcasts. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I know Ranger Danger is a little bit into Zio. But they also did...
They're doing other stuff, though,
in
between,
they do
right?
Dino Charge and Ninja Steel. Which, speaking of Ninja Steel, it rules. It's very, very good. I watched the first 2 episodes. And they set up the Zords being what they are in such a weird, dumb, awesome way that when it pops up, I'm like, Yes. Like, great job, Power Rangers Ninja Steel. It's also really weird to watch it because I didn't watch a lot of Dino Charge, but it's real weird to watch it where it's so crisp.
Like it's in HD.
Everything is so crisp, and yeah. I'm like, no, this isn't Power Rangers. This is some other Better Shot show. What is going on? Anyway, so he's like, I want a gross sandwich, and she's like, yeah, yeah, throw him into space and hope he dies. And so he's like, oh, Dark Spectre said you need me, and she's like, Dark Spectre, huh? Fine. You can stay.
I'm a little mad that she was not offended. That she wasn't like, Dark Spectre said what?
Did like, I need you?
I need you?
I don't think so. Your head is weird.
Give me your sword and get off my ship.
Give me your cool sword and leave. Pack your bags. So we cut down to Earth, and the Rangers come into a tiki bar, which has a suspiciously similar shape and setup.
It's the same set, but I feel like the camera angles are different.
Camera angles are different. I feel like the door is pushed back a little bit, like where that was, that little like locker room hallway.
Yeah.
That's now the door.
It could be.
So like, it's a little weird.
And it is run by Laverne from Scrubs.
Yeah.
This is what she does on her off time from nursing.
This is her weekend gig. Real quick, what happened to the juice bar?
It's gone.
What happened?
I mean, they're still in high school.
They're in Angel Grove, presumably in high school.
I don't know. I guess they just wanted a fresh start.
But, like, you come back to Earth, and you're like, yeah, let's go home. Like, when I go
home... Let's go to that new place we've never been
like,
before.
I don't go to the new place. Like, I'm going to Sandwich Master Plus, and that's right. That. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I want pizza, I'm going to go to Amici's. Like, this is just what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go like, oh, hey, welcome back. I know you were just, like, launching into space. Do you want to try this new place that you've never been? No, I want comfort food because I was in an ordeal in space.
Yeah.
Please and thanks. I need a pilgrim. Stat.
I would honestly, if I had gone into space and come back, I'd probably go to McDonald's. Well, I'd be like, oh, I'm on Earth now. Everything's fine.
I need to get a McDonald's.
McDonald's is weird comfort food for me.
I need to grease up my guts. You're right, it is. Nah, no dog. I'm going to Sandwich Master Plus. That's like my first stop if I go back to Earth. Anyway, what was Cassie wearing? Because she's off the ship, so she's out of her uniform. I assume this will happen a lot, so it might... like.
Right. Phew.
Also, just real quick, backtrack. What was Astronomer's wig? It was a purple one.
Still the same bad purple one.
What was Cassie wearing? Pink shirt, jeans, and a leather jacket. It's a good look for Cassie. This is what I basically thought her entire Turbo look was. That was more of a mishmash of every look.
Yeah.
Maybe I was thinking about in space.
I think so. Because her Turbo looks were definitely all over the board.
Yeah, it was like, today I'm a hippie, and tomorrow I'm a punk rocker, and then the day after that I will be in a blazer.
Yep, and then after that I'm like, a farmer?
She was a farmer once, and she was definitely a Vampire the Masquerade vampire in one episode.
Yeah, and she was like straight out of Blade in the movie night episode.
It was great. All good looks. Not necessarily cohesive. Bulk and Skull are there, and they are on what I can only describe as a very weird date. Let's parse this.
We don't find this out for another minute, but like when you get to the Tiki Hut, Laverne gives you fries and makes you pay for them because they're so good.
Yeah, she's like, trust me, you're going to want to. What if you ate them and you're like, this is garbage.
Because she puts them down and Carlos is like, we didn't order fries. And she's like, just eat the fries.
You
love my fries.
This is the first time she's seen them. Maybe they're complimentary. Maybe it's like first taste is free.
But that makes it even worse then. Because Bulk has a giant thing of fries. And Skull tries to eat one and he smacks his hand away. He's like, no, this is my lunch. You can't have any because you forgot your wallet.
Here is your water. It's like a free water.
And then he's like, you may drink it.
Yeah. It's like, this is a weird date. This is like a really weird date.
If those were complimentary fries, screw you, Bulk.
Yeah, Bulk. Being a jerk. Be nice to your boyfriend. Andros. Oh, man. Things jump around. Andros sees Bulk being kind of a dink.
Hey, guys, a quick question.
Yeah.
And maybe this is just like implanting memories again, but is that one of TJ's old shirts?
Probably.
Because I swear TJ wore that shirt.
I bet it is.
Because Andros just has space clothes.
Yeah, he's only got the uniform, yeah.
TJ's like, here's all my red clothes.
Yeah, I'm blue now, so there are laws. I don't want the super Power Rangers who are just cops for Power
it's
Rangers.
Just every color of Centurion.
I don't want the Centurions to come arrest me for wearing a color that is not mine. So here's all my red clothes. I bet you he did wear this shirt because it looks very TJ. It's not his like super tight shirt.
No, it's definitely a baggy 90s shirt.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's one that TJ definitely wore before.
If it wasn't one that he did wear, it's one he would have worn for sure.
Yeah.
Apparently, Andros has telekinesis.
Well, yeah, he's an alien.
But
he's a human.
Because like he doesn't know Earth stuff.
He doesn't know what a surfboard is because he knocks it off the wall and Laverne is like, what planet are you from?
He's like, what is this? She's like, a surfboard. What planet are you from? And he's like, KO-35. You heard of it? And she's like, smart aleck. Like, I like you. And then walks away. Maybe that's why they get the free fries.
Oh,
she's like, oh, I like that kid with the streaks in his hair.
It's not streaks. It's like thirds.
I think it's three streaks that separate his hair into fifths.
Yeah.
This is a.
But it's also weirdly layered that, like, sometimes when he tucks it behind his ear, it's just all blonde.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how it works.
Well, I mean,
it's
all
alien
blonde.
Hair.
There's light blonde and darker blonde.
Right.
It's weird. It's weird KO-35 hair.
That's just how they do on KO-35, which in my head is a mining colony. Did he say that in the last episode?
He might have. I don't know.
I'll find out when I edit episode 2, which I haven't yet. Or I won't. I don't know. So he uses his telekinesis to very conspicuously, like, wobble the hot sauce over to Bulk's milkshake that he is dipping his fries into, which, if you haven't done that, highly recommend it. I'm one of them.
I've tried it. Not my thing.
He pours the hot sauce in, and he puts it down, and then Bulk takes a bite. He says something like, Professor Phenomenus. Like, oh, this is...
Because, yeah, he's reading the paper, so he goes to, like, take a drink of the milkshake, but they, like, fake out because he pulls away. He's like, oh, Professor Phenomenus in the paper.
And then Skull's like, let me see that. So he takes it, and he's like, yeah, you think this guy will know? And that's when Bulk takes the drink of the milkshake. And he starts, like, freaking out because it's hot sauce. And so the entire time he's doing this, Skull's like, oh, yeah, we'll just go tell him that we saw aliens. That'll work out great. Yeah, we saw a UFO, and it was, like, part real and part just green lines.
Right, it's just, like, giant ominous antennas sticking out of it everywhere.
Yeah, he explains it. It's real good. Jason Narvi, I know it's been a minute, is a national treasure. He does some very good work in this episode. The Rangers overhear that, and they're like, oh, that's got to be Astronomus Dark Spectre.
Fortress.
Dark Fortress.
Dark Spectre is the bad guy from Turbo.
Spectre brand Fortress. Dark model. They go to leave. Bulk finally gets some water. He takes their pitcher, the Rangers' pitcher of water, and like chugs it. And then Skull's like, let's go. We got to go talk to Professor Phenomenon. So he grabs him, and they... leave. Or maybe Bulk grabs Skull. One of them grabs the other one and
Bulk
they leave.
Grabs Skull. Because okay. Bulk went over to the Rangers table and was drinking a jar of water that I think was TJ's.
It was like the pitcher of water that she put down on the table, yeah. So they leave and the Rangers are like, all right, we gotta go. We gotta get the rest of the supplies and like get back to the ship. So they go to leave and Ash is like, was that you with the milkshake? And Anderson's like, I don't know what a milkshake
is. Yeah, what
is.
Even is a milkshake?
Super
it is like
coy.
Super eyebrows at her. Like, what's a milkshake? Boink, 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 boink.
Why are you lying?
Why are you always lying?
That's the song. Answer the question, though, Andros.
Come on, Andros.
Why you always lying?
You coy space boy.
So then we cut to Bulk and Skull, or as my notes decided to call them, Bill and Skull. Thanks.
Yeah, you know that bully Bill?
Yeah.
Bully. Oh, they're totally dressed like bullies again now, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're not cops or monkeys or odd jobsmen. They are just in their comfortable cash punk clothes. Skull has a question mark on his shirt because that's a weird theme that he has had the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
questions.
Which, like, I want to know whose decision that was and why. I don't think it's a bad decision. I like that he has, like, a theme, because Bulk's is kind of tie-dye.
A little bit, yeah. Tie-dye and leather.
But, like, I want to know, like, what was the meeting where you're like, oh,
Skull's
question
got,
marks.
Okay, Bulk has tie-dye and leather. Skull's got question marks and camo.
Boom. Makes sense. Everything makes sense.
And beret? And berets?
Sometimes a beret, sometimes not. Sometimes, like, I think once he had, like, a skull cap, like a fighter jet skull cap type thing. So they go to meet Professor Phenomenus. They are in the middle of
nothing.
Nothing. And there's just a science mailbox.
Yeah, this mailbox does machines.
Yes. Yes, it does. They hear a voice and they're like, is he in the mailbox? Like, and they open it up. They're like, we saw aliens. And then, like, that, I guess, is a code word that summons from the aether this ice cream van that also does machines. And it, like, stops. And they, like, we get this, like, reveal shot of, like, these, like, feet stepping out. And, like, it pans up. And it's this very old man in, like, a helmet that's attached to a wire.
I don't know what that helmet's about. Is that, like, an alien helmet?
I don't know. It's got the same colors as this alien detector that we will see later. But, like, the way they shoot it, it's like, oh, man, it's going to be a guy we've never
this
seen.
This guy.
This man. Oh, it's just Professor Phenomenus. Like, we don't know who that is. I was hoping it, like, I know it wasn't. But, like, this time watching, I was like, what if it's someone, like, weird? You know?
Right.
What if it's David Fielding?
Wouldn't it have been great if it was Lieutenant Stone, though?
Yes.
If he was just, like, moonlighting as an alien scientist.
Yeah. Where is he?
He's gone.
He's at the juice bar.
He retired. He made it his 2 weeks, and now he's retired.
But, like, no, because he sold
the juice bar to Laverne and turned it into a tiki hut.
But I feel like it's supposed to be a different place. Until we get an establishing shot, I think it's supposed to be a different place. So why did they have a falling out? Are they not youths anymore? Can they no longer go to the youth center?
But they're still in high school. Everybody except Bulk and Skull and Andros, technically, I guess, are in high school. So
I just don't know. I miss it. And I don't know why they did it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they're starting to...
This is like when TNA is like, we're going to freshen up our roster. We're going to fire all of the TNA originals and hire a bunch of old people from WWF.
Real fresh.
Yeah. Scott Steiner. Super fresh.
All this new stale food we got coming
in.
Yeah. Throw those fresh Cheez-Its in the garbage. Bring me some of those out-of-date ones.
Give me a bag of popcorn from a movie theater 8 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. We just popped this popcorn. Throw it in the trash. That's not what we're about here.
Trash corn now. We want that old stuff. We want that old-style popcorn.
In 8 days, dig it out of the trash and we'll serve it up.
By which I mean a trash bag full of stale, cold popcorn. Mm-mm. So...
This got away from us.
It did. We cut back to Angel Grove Electronics. You know, your favorite store in Angel Grove, the electronics shop.
Is every store locally owned in Angel Grove? It's all Angel Grove something?
Well, I mean, in Winchendon, Massachusetts, everything's Toy Town, whatever.
But they had, like, Radio Shack, right?
I mean, yeah, but like...
It wasn't Toy Town Electronics.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Radio Shack
it was Walmart. Go to New Hampshire or go to Walmart.
Radio Shack ain't paying them to place a Radio Shack thing there.
That's true, but like... I don't know. Make up a more clever name for your electronics store than Place Thing.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I grew up next to Winchendon that I was like...
That might be.
Like, no, that's fine. That's just how it is down here. Or if you go up to like Keene, everything there is Keene something. I don't know. I guess I'm used to it. So they get some electronics. They have like a like a tackle box full of like electronic parts.
Why is this scene...
Because they had to get some supplies.
For what?
The long-range scanner?
Because I know they come out and TJ's like, this is everything. And Andros is like, great. And he has a walkie-talkie that tells them they're being followed. But I don't remember them being like, we need to get... Like, I know they need to get the mega ship repaired.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They need the long-range scanner.
They need a bunch of walkie-talkies and cordless phones for that?
Like, well, no, we didn't see what was in the tackle box. I imagine just some circuit boards and some wires and stuff. But yeah, he's got his like walkie-talkie. It's like a flip phone.
But if like, it was like the size of a walkie-talkie?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, this is weird. And they're like, what? And he's like, come this way. And so they all walk to the side. And then Quantrons appear. And he's like, I knew it. Why didn't you just say Quantrons? Like, why are you so dodgy? What's up, Andros? You're on team now. You're going to start acting like it.
So you'll get there.
They have a fight. They do a little fight.
In broad daylight, like in front of the electronics store.
Yeah, well, it's on the side of the electronics store, so, like...
Right. And they didn't morph, but still, they were beating up these alien machine monsters.
That's not new, though. I mean, the Power Rangers have been doing that for
years. Yeah, it's kind of weird that Vulcan Skull were so shocked that a UFO was over Angel Grove, right?
Yeah, because, like, last year, they were definitely in a space submarine twice.
Yeah, and they've also been to space and met that weird guy,
Zeo. Yeah.
whose like, name I can't
like their
remember.
Best
I can't remember
with
his
tractor from.
Yeah, a tractor from Planet Hitch.
From Hitch. Is Hitch from Planet Tractor?
No, is it Trailer from the Planet Hitch?
It's Trailer from Hitch, or was it Hitch from? No, it's Trailer from Hitch.
It was from Hitch because the words were in order, like
yes.
Trailer Hitch.
Yeah, that was King for a day. That ruled. And they like
there's a monument to them in space,
yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, aliens! What?
How could this happen, you, dudes? My dudes!
In
for
Angel
5 years, aliens been attacking every week.
Maybe it was more of like a, oh no, we just fixed this,
right? Like, oh no more.
But they didn't. Last they would know is that the Power Rangers were blown up.
Well, they don't know because that happened out in the desert somewhere.
Oh, that's true.
So they were just like, oh, it's been quiet for a couple weeks. And they're like, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was disappointment. It wasn't like scared. They were like,
No, they were definitely scared because they ran away screaming.
They did, but they do that all the time. They
I've never screamed in disappointment. Not like that, anyway.
I've screamed in disappointment, but yeah, I don't think that way. They start running back to the shuttle. They're like, we gotta go. And Deka and Alpha like get a warning, and they call them, and they're like, they're blowing everything up trying to destroy the shuttle. Like, you gotta get here. So they morph. And then we cut to Professor Flanominous. Flanominous? Flanominous. Flanominous.
I'm not going to do the whole thing.
So, Flanominous. And they stop right outside Nasada. And Bulk and Skull are like, oh, perfect, Nasada. Like, because they got, like, space weapons and stuff. And they're like, no, it's Nasada. Because, like, they got, like, tracking stuff. And they know all about, like, the Power Rangers and aliens. And he's like, no, we're here because we got a flat tire. Like, we just broke down here. But then he goes into his ice cream van, and he comes out, and he's got this, like, one's a Geiger counter from a cartoon, and the other one is a TSA baton. And he's, like, wiggling, and they got, like, caution tape around him. He's, like, wiggling it like it's scanning something, and he ducks under the ice cream van, and he's like, there. And they're like, that's an Asada sign. And he's like, yes, to the untrained eye. And they do this thing where they, like, poke back
they
up and look
up.
At each other.
Do you know what Skull did?
No.
He did the ear thing. And then they went back down.
How dare you, Skull? I trusted you.
Skull is lame.
Oh, I gotta retract my previous statement, because he's not. Oh, King Baby is sad.
Bring King Baby his Bubba.
I need a Bubba. And a Nook, please and thank you. So they look back, and then 3 Quantrons teleport in, which is like, oh man, how did you know they were going to teleport there?
Did they teleport in, or were they invisible?
I don't think they can be invisible.
Okay.
I think they teleported.
So they just
same,
like, he picked up like the invisible tractor beam that teleports them
like
down.
Like, it's going to be
like,
here.
Ooh, here it comes. Here comes that energy signal or whatever.
Or he just got lucky.
Also that, maybe.
Or maybe.
Because he's probably an actual crazy person.
I feel like that's like the joke for a lot of this
like,
season.
He's actually crazy, but just happens to always be in the right place. Like, none of his stuff works. He's just always in the right place
yeah.
at the right time.
Because, like, he's skinny, and the way he makes it sound is like, that Nasada sign is an alien.
Yeah, something is up with that.
But then they teleport down in front of it, and they're like, oh, there, see, I told you. It's like, no, it's not what you told me. Tell him what you told me. You said it was the sign, and it's not. So then we cut back to the Rangers who are trying to get to the shuttle, and in teleports a very important character.
Yeah.
Who looks awesome.
Which you wouldn't guess from this episode that he is very important.
Nope. Not to spoil it, but his name is Ecliptor.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this, like, cyber...
He's black and green line wireframes.
Yeah, he's a wireframe man.
I think he's supposed to just be wireframes, but you obviously can't put wireframes on a person, so his suit is
right.
Black.
I wish I would have made a couple then. Like, here's, like, a white one. Here's, like, a beige one.
Right.
Or gray, so, like, he blends in a little bit better. But I do like the idea that it's just, like, because in a computer, one of the settings, like, in the or like old DOS settings was, like, black screen, green text.
Yeah.
Like, that was just, like, how they came, right? So it's, like, that, like, computers are, like, black, green on black.
Right.
I guess. So that's what they're kind
he
of.
He also has a cape. For like
he's
a
got
minute.
A cape. He's got one big arm, like he's a Resident Evil bad guy.
Yeah.
but like a cyberspace version. He's the cyber tyrant, and it's pretty awesome. He does this thing called Cyber Shadow, where he just goes like, and it makes a hologram, And I'm choosing to believe that Cyber is spelt with an S like it is in Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
I disagree, but that's all right. Well, it's not really, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. So then that, like, shoots at the Rangers. I don't know why he couldn't just shoot at the Rangers. Why he had to get, like, a friend to do it.
Because that's his power, is he summons a friend to shoot the Rangers.
Right, right. Yeah, cool. Because
he has, like, a sword.
He does, yeah. Him and Andros end up, like, fighting, like, going, like, toe-to-toe. Because Andros calls his whirly spiral saber. And, like, it's this, like, video game screen for a second where he's, like, spiral saber. And it, like, pauses on, like, this, like, illustrated version of that with him, like, getting it.
Yeah, he, like, selects it.
Yeah.
Because it has, like, all the weapons up. And a mouse hovers over spiral saber and selects it. And it's, like, an animated version of him taking it. It's weird.
It's very weird.
Because it's done from, like, the inside of the visor.
Yeah. Also, when they morphed...
Just so weird.
A couple of the here's the thing in their helmets, were gone. So, like, we only saw...
I don't think they were gone. I just think maybe they were able to cut those quicker than the others.
Right. Because,
like, Andros's pop up, and I think it was a computer.
Yeah.
And Ashley's was, like, a camcorder. And somebody had a calculator, I think.
Cassie's a calculator.
And then the other two got, like, cut away before they showed
up.
Yeah.
So it's just a real weird season. Someone let us know what's up.
These helmets are so cool, and I feel like putting an image of a calculator in it makes it kind of dumb.
I understand, like, why. Because it looks like it is a display. Like, it's like that, it's like black. It, like, looks like, oh, something will show up here. But, like, why a picture of a calculator?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that I'm like, what? Like, maybe, like, a pattern... Or just, like, something cool, but, like I said, it's like, no, literally a calculator. Very cool. Very, very in space. Andros and Ecliptor fight, and they're, like, putting the boost to each other. They, like, ram each other into buildings and stuff, and, like, they're, like, in the farmlands or something. I don't know where they are. They're, like...
They started off, like, not there.
And they just fought,
like, somewhere. Or just, like, cut away, and now they were in somewhere more open. Because I feel like they started off in the city.
At least city adjacent, like on a road next to a city or something. So then they fight, and then Astronema says, destroy the Astro Mega Ship Shuttle. Or something to that effect.
It's basically that, yeah.
So then the lasers start, like, blasting things. They start running back to the shuttle, and they hop in, and it's attached to, like, that, like, liftoff shuttle. I don't know what it's called. Like,
yeah. I think that's the fuel...
It's like the fuel and some extra,
like,
rockets.
Like the thruster. That's what, like, pushes them up.
The thing that, like, just, like, dips out once they get out of atmo.
Which is so weird, because now there's just, like, floating up there. There's, like, hundreds of those just floating up
there. Just, like, it'll come back. They'll crash back to Earth. There's nothing, like, cool on it or anything. But, like...
Are they just banking that, like, it's, like, 80% water here? It won't crash on someone's home.
That or they're, like, because it, like, breaks off once they're in space. And so, like, unless it catches gravity, like, it's just gone.
That's true, yeah.
Like, it's just going to keep going.
God, we're just not content ruining Earth.
We got to ruin everything.
We got to ruin space itself.
Yeah, it's just, like, a real, like...
All I'm saying is, like, when the time comes... We earned it.
Yeah. We deserve it, is what we're saying. We're going to go to space, like, get, like, into space for real. Like commercial, like, yeah, just go to space. Like, hey, what are you guys doing this week? Oh, we're going to space. And we're going to get up there. And, like, that, like, the first time it's, like, open to the public, we're going to get up there. It's just gonna be, like, a trash field. And we're like, we left Earth because of this.
Now it's just a dump up here.
Why did you make everywhere a dump?
Why does it look like the ocean in here?
Why is humanity's purpose to make everything a dump? Why did we do this?
That's the end game. It's just dumps everywhere.
It's dumps all the way down. So... So they get on the shuttle, and they dump the thrusters, and they're like, oh, that was so close. They get on the shuttle, and they're like, oh, we got 4 seconds to lift off, and then we cut back to her saying the same thing again.
It's like a little, I swear it's just a different take.
Yeah, and it's like, why?
And they were like, oh, they both came out so good.
Yeah, we like them both. We're going to put them both in. No, that's not, it makes no sense. So she fires lasers.
That.
They get off the ground. They, like, they're launched. And then the whole, like, launch port bay thing just is destroyed.
So Nasada's gone now, right?
At least they're, like.
Nasada is being exploded, and the Rangers are like, we gotta save the ship. I understand that you need that ship, but you're Power Rangers. You gotta save the people.
Yeah. Well, did they say something about evacuate? I feel like they said something about evacuate.
They might have thrown a line in there that was like, all the people are safe, kids.
They're all gone. Good, let's leave.
It was lunchtime. Everybody's off campus.
Everyone went to Five Guys for lunch. No one was there. We're saved. Thanks to Five Guys. Ting! So then they get back to the ship. Like, they get back. Like, they're in space. And, like, they're like the thing is, like, turning around. The shuttle's, like, turning around to dock. And then we cut back to Astronema, who's, like, fired the lasers again. But this time at Ecliptor. And I forgot that this is how they grew. So
yeah,
I was like, are you just mad at him?
You're just going to blow him up?
Just like, hey, he didn't do as good as I wanted. Shoot him to death from with a laser.
Destroy him.
So he grows. And then they immediately are like, all right, well, let's Megazord this guy up.
Like the nose just closed and now it's opening again.
It's like, shh, shh. Alpha's there like, guys, like this costs a lot of fuel to open it. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, be prepared in the future. So they make the Megazord. Then they, like, launch down to Earth. And they do this real cool thing where they have a shield.
Well, they have to break through the atmosphere. Which I really like that they have to do that.
Yeah.
And that they don't just come in.
And, like, they use an actual shield to do it. Like, yeah. It's not just, like, put the shields up. It's like, no, put your shield up.
Yeah. Like block shield. The atmosphere with an actual shield.
That's pretty cool. So they land, they fight a little bit, they do some sword fighting, and then Ecliptor is like, hey, hold on, I got a kaleidoscope trick that I'm going to pull on you, and so kaleidoscope pranks him.
So his powers are like duplicates.
So far, yeah.
Optical illusions.
Yeah, he's a prankster. So there's seven of him, and like, which one's the real one? And it's like, well, I mean, it's not like there's seven discrete Ecliptors, there's like a kaleidoscope vision of him. Shoot any one of them, they're all the same one. Or is it like...
Well, Andros says only one of them is real, but which one?
So which one is
so
Phantom Ganon?
This is like a double team situation where you make fake copies of yourself to lower your opponent's accuracy.
That's a Pokemon move.
Yes.
Okay. I don't use a lot of stat-changing moves.
Double team technically is moving so fast that it looks like there's more of you.
Okay.
Because Pokemon are just all crazy all the time.
Yep. Pokemon, man. You find out all about it on Pokemon World Tour. Carlos says, I don't know why Carlos knows this, Ashley, use your, and I hope I wrote this down correctly, Light Star helmet mode, and then the little camcorder appears.
It zooms in on her camcorder, and then something happens from the Megazord. I kind of blacked out for a second
here. It just bases like that one. And they're like, cool, shoot that one. So they're like, all right, and they shoot him, and he's like, oh, I see you've seen through my pranks. And they're like, yeah. And then they do the sword, like the sword charge. I don't know what it's called yet. Do you remember what they called it? Astro Mega Sword.
Astro Mega Glide.
I don't think that's it. But judges will take it. So the Astro Mega Glide right into him. Oh, no. I gotta walk that one back. So they do the sword thing. I'll find out what it's called next time. And they kill Ecliptor.
They kill him. He blows up.
He blows up and he dies.
He just like shatters.
Yeah, like his like chest is like ripped in half and he's like, ah. And like, I know he's an important character later
on. Oh, yeah.
So like, what?
He's one of the best developed henchmen that I think we've ever had.
For sure. But it's like,
they just offed him.
Yeah. So like, how's he come back? Like, what? I'm very excited because I'm so confused.
Yeah.
In, like a good way.
Because I know he... Well, I'll save that. That's like spoilery stuff.
Then we cut back to the ship, and Ash's like, hey, Carlos, you want to play some pool? Or not Carlos. I meant to say Andros.
No, she's over Carlos.
She's over Carlos.
Carlos is
out.
Old news.
Carlos does walk out, and he says something like, all the reactors are doing ship space stuff. And it's like, Carlos, why do you know any of this stuff? Like,
they had an orientation.
Or like in his downtime, he just like found the manual.
Or he was just like, talking to Dekka, because Ashley won't give him a time of day anymore, so he's going to talk to somebody.
But like Cassie, you know,
Cassie's talking to TJ.
That's it.
They're best friends.
There's a bunch of hot teenagers on a ship alone. Like, things are going to get weird up here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
For everybody but Carlos.
Oh, poor Carlos.
He's always got alpha.
Oh, no. No way. She's like, Andros, do you want to play Hollow Pool? And he's like, yeah.
Jerry Hollow Pool.
So go to the Ginger Spice deck, and it like goes like, whoop, and then it's the Tiki Hut bar.
Although, again, obviously a green screen that Ashley is walking towards.
Yeah, for sure.
Before it cuts to, like, the set from the Tiki Bar.
Yeah, so then she's like, all right, let's play pool. And he's like, I've never played a pool before. And she's like, oh, it's very easy. Pick up your stick. And he holds his hand out and telekinesis it up. And she's like, it was you.
Yeah, like a broom.
Yeah.
From Harry Potter.
Like when you do a Harry Potter move. You go up, and it comes and smacks Ron in the face because he sucks at magic. Because Ron sucks at being a wizard. This is why Voldemort's whole ideology was wrong, because purebloods, statistically speaking, are bull at doing magic. Anyway, she's like, it was you that put the hot sauce in the milkshake. And he's like, eh. And she's like, how did you do that? Like, not like, hey, why'd you lie to me earlier?
Yeah.
Not like, why did you hide
this? You know
this?
What a milkshake is? You knew this whole time.
Yeah. You probably got one in the Synthetron. You could probably make milkshake.
Probably got one in a secret back room.
Somewhere.
Where you're not hiding anything. Don't worry about it.
It is totally fine room. That's fine.
It's not going to just come up suddenly and out of nowhere.
Oops. So he's like, yeah, I have telekinesis. And she's like, how can you do that? And he's like, well, I practice. And she's like, teach me. And he's
keep
like,
keep in mind, Andros is from an alien planet. But is not an alien.
He is a human.
He's a human being.
So does this mean that, like, all humans, if they just try, have telekinesis?
Yes.
Hmm.
Because he's going to give Ashley some tips.
Yeah, not teach
she,
her how to do
if
telekinesis.
If she teaches him how to play a pool.
He'll give, teach me a pool, and I will give you some TK tips. Cool. Fair trade. Then we cut back to Astronema. And what was Astronema's wig this episode?
It changed. This is what I wanted to talk about.
It changed.
It fixed the problem because this wig is good.
It's a good wig. And it was fine. But this
the other one is bad. It's like real bad in this episode because it's starting to frizz out and like fall off her head.
I think you just need to wet it down and it'll be fine. That's
how it works. I know I've been called out on Twitter by Ross.
Were you?
I was. And look, that purple wig is bad. I don't care what you say.
I don't agree. I disagree.
But this wig, what is it?
It's a black wig. It's got like a, it's like down, but has part of it in a ponytail. It's kind of like a Cleopatra wig.
It is a little bit, because there's also like a strand in the front hanging down that might not be beaded. I only look for
it. She has like a little like crown part, like just like a line of beads
but
or something.
This wig looks infinitely better than the last.
It does look better. I like the other one better, just personally. But I have bad taste. It's well documented. King Baby's got bad taste, right? I don't know what to tell you. So she's at her desk.
Her dark desk.
Her dark, evil specter desk. And there's like Power Ranger toys on it. And she's like, I need to outsmart them. Like, they're just going to keep killing my monsters. So I need to like...
had a turtle.
She just has a big turtle next to her.
Which I thought she was going to, like, make a monster. And I was like, how far into this episode are we?
Oh, we're just about done.
She's making a turtle monster, but no, we're not doing that.
No, that just inspired her next plan.
She looks to Elgar, I think.
Yep.
And is like, fire the saddle lasers at New York City.
Have you ever been to New York City?
No.
Really? Oh, it's nice. It's crowded. But he's like, anywhere in particular? And she says, the sewers. Bum, bum, bum.
So they do that.
They fire the saddle lasers.
You didn't think that was going to be the cliffhanger. No, they gotta show you the payoff immediately.
No. They gotta immediately. So they hit the sewers.
It like blows the top off of the sewer and goes in. And it's like pink. And then out come the hideous next mutation Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
With attitude.
Next mutation. Attitude fully intact. Yep, I said five. Stay tuned. Because that's where it ends.
It ends like on a shot of them surfing in space. I don't remember what the last shot was.
No, it just ends on them going like, whoop.
it's definitely them like lined up kind of, because you can, and I looked and I was like, oh, that turtle has tiny little boobies.
Yeah. 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 You know, like turtles do? Like turtles have boobs.
Why did they make this show?
I don't know why
this is post Ninja Turtles 3, and Ninja Turtles 3 did not do good.
They made the show the same reason they keep making Ninja Turtle stuff, is because like it'll sell. Like eventually.
But did this one?
No, it only lasted a season.
Yeah,
it was garbage.
Bad, but like, why were they like, okay, live action Ninja Turtles popularity is way past peak. It peaked at one and then slid down.
I don't think it peaked at one. I think it peaked at two, but just the quality of the second movie was not as good. So that's when they were like, we're good.
And the third movie was just like a bad movie. And nobody wanted to see it. And those who did were like, yuck.
Oh, Casey Jones. Oh, that's just the 1 second?
Oh, but that's okay, though. There's an older Casey Jones in the past. It's not Casey. It's a different name, but it's still Elias Koteas that plays the guy.
Was it?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I have to watch it again, but I just listened to another podcast about it. So.
Cool.
But that movie was bad and did bad. And then they were like, let's make a TV show that's live action since it's doing so well.
But here's the thing.
But it has even less of a budget.
Yep.
And a girl turtle with boobies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
Kids love girl turtles with boobies.
Here's the thing.
They're going to buy a million booby toys.
Here's the thing is this weird, like, America's got this weird fixation where it's like, that's the girl one. We got to sex her up a little bit. Not too much is for kids.
But it's a turtle.
But also, like, biologically, turtles don't have mammary glands. Only mammals do.
Hence the term.
Hence the term. Like, unless it's where she keeps her eggs, like, you don't need to have that.
See, that was even gross. So.
Look, blame Next Mutation. It ends on a shot of, I think, Raph saying, why did they do this?
Pretty much. Like, someone's like, does anybody know what just happened? And Raph's like, I don't think so, but I don't know which turtle was talking because none of their mouths moved at all.
No, well, they do move when they talk, but it's just like, it's like a sock puppet. It's like, my, 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 my.
Yeah,
like, Mr. Socko has more articulation than these Ninja Turtles do. But that's it. Next episode, the Ninja Turtles show up. Oh, like, I thought that was like halfway through the show.
No, nope.
No way. They get that. They blow that one out right away, huh?
Good.
Yeah.
Let's just get that done and over with.
Anyway, that's the end of the episode. Josh,
mm-hmm.
What's the best? Is the Ninja Turtles?
No.
I know you love the Ninja Turtles.
I do love Ninja Turtles.
So that's the best, then.
But not these ones.
Have you seen the show?
No, I haven't.
How do you know? What if you secretly love it?
Because I heard Sky talk about
what
it on
Mass Podcast. What if you love garbage like I do?
Here's the thing. I do love garbage because I love the Pokemon anime. However, I feel like this is a different kind of garbage that I'm not into.
It's a different taste of garbage.
What's the best? Fixing Astronema's hair was pretty good.
Mine is Bulk and Skull being back.
I do like that, too.
That's my best.
I was going to say their date, but I didn't like their date.
No, the date was bad. Like, that was like a weird, awkward date. I'm just glad they're back. It's been two episodes too long. I mean, I don't think they were in the last Turbo episode either.
I don't think so.
So, like, I just missed my boys.
Oh, no, they weren't in the last two because it was just the Rangers getting beat up and running away.
Getting blown up and killed, yeah. So that's my best. Is that also your best?
My best was Fixing Astronomy.
Right. Sorry. What's the worst?
The Ninja Turtles.
Okay, see, I
can't. It hurts to say. But damn it. Why? Why did you do this?
Here's my worst. Why in a tiki bar? Where did the juice bar go? Like, I don't mind that they did it. I just want to know why.
Yeah, there's not even a throwaway explanation.
Just like one line of like, oh, yeah. Lieutenant Stone moved to Florida and sold a juice bar. Like, but good. Good enough for me. That's it. Like, but I like Lieutenant Angle. I like Lieutenant Kurt Angle.
I did too.
Like, it's shaping up to like Laverne from Scrubs, but like, I have an attachment from four? Four-ish seasons? How long was
Lieutenant
Stone
2-1, in space!
In space. Dun, dun, dun. No.
Well, that's the thing, is I think at this point, they know, like, oh, the setting and everything is going to change every season from here forward. So, like, let's change the hangout.
Soft reboot of the hangout. That's my worst, though, is, like, I just want to know why it's not the juice bar. Who's the MVP?
Carlos?
That's a good one.
Because he knew how to see through a clip door's kaleidoscope.
He's been reading the manual.
Yeah, and he's all up to speed on spaceships now.
Yep. I'm going to say the MVP is Jason Narvi. He did a lot of great stuff this episode. A lot of good acting. Him, like, his, like, crazy Charlie Day rant about telling them about UFOs was pretty awesome. If you don't watch any other scene from this episode, just, like, check that one out. But that's it. That's the end of the episode. So we will see you on Friday for...
Whatever the Ninja Turtle episode is called.
I think it's called Shell Shocked, but I...
Now, Jake, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Because this episode is the fourth episode of Power Rangers in Space.
Uh-huh.
Is a crossover with the Ninja Turtles.
Am I going to ban it?
If it's banned, we can just skip it.
We can't because Calvin wanted to be on it. I gotta email him to find out. If he's unable to for whatever reason... Maybe it's
crossovers banned.
Maybe crossovers are banned. No, it's on the calendar.
We have to do it. It is a Power Rangers episode.
We had to talk about that. So look, we watched all of Turbo and season two of Power Rangers. We can watch the Ninja Turtles crossover.
You're right.
We watched the Masked Rider one. That was garbage.
Oh god, we did watch that.
Yeah, three episodes of that. It's only one episode of the Ninja Turtles. We're getting off easy.
These Ninja Turtles are so bad.
They're very bad.
They were like, let's make all their headbands different. Donnie has a purple diaper on his head.
Can I tell you, I like that their headbands are all different. I think that's pretty neat.
I mean, I like the idea, but like, why is Donnie's a diaper? Why is he got a diaper on? Why is he Prince Baby?
Why is he, yeah, because he's not the king, that's for sure.
No, I'm in the presence of the king.
Yes. Yes, and you will bow before me.
I won't do that.
No, I don't blame you. but if you want to know more about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Next Mutation, you can go to our friend Matt's podcast, Fifth Draw Wild. Former guest of the show, Sky Ertle, did an episode about the Ninja Turtles where they did talk about the Next Mutation. So you can find out more from there. It's bad.
Yep.
The show, not that the episode is good, and Fifth Draw Wild is a very good podcast.
Yes.
The Ninja Turtles Next Mutation is bad.
Very, very bad.
So go check that out. Get caught up so you know all the hot deets on Next Mutation, and we will see you on Friday for whatever the crossover is called. But until then, may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
I feel an attack coming on.
Like a baby attack? Do you need a Bubba?
I might.